I'm Carol Hills, and you're tuned to The World. The Lunar New Year is almost here, and the Chinese, among others, are busy getting ready. In China, New Year is a time for visiting friends and relatives. It's also time for giving fruit as gifts. And some Chinese shoppers are more than willing to pay a premium this time of year for imported fruit. Rebecca Canther has more on that from Shanghai.
At a fruit stand outside my home in Shanghai, a woman is buying a bag of imported cherries. They're selling for $12.50 a pound. They're healthy, she says. I buy just a little bit each time for the vitamin C. Red is a lucky color in China, and at holiday times you see it all over. So it certainly doesn't hurt that red fruits are becoming more available at this time of year. So here at the fruit stand, I can see these giant red apples. They're the size of grapefruits. Tiny little cherry tomatoes, bright orange kumquats and clementines, baskets piled high full of greenhouse strawberries. There's table grapes and dragon fruit. And bright red cherries, lots of them. Traveling fruit sellers wander through the city carrying baskets of them balanced on bamboo poles. I decide to go to Shanghai's largest wholesale fruit market to find out how all these cherries are getting here. I'm standing in what seems to be a forklift traffic jam. Let me just back away. We've got Chilean cherries coming one way, another forklift full of Chilean cherries going the other way. We've got honeydew melons and blueberries all trying to get by this narrow space. My tour guide at the market is David Smith. He grew up on his family's apple orchard in Washington State. Now he works for an international fruit company at the market.
You've got Australian cherries from Tasmania, Mexican avocados, Taiwanese custard apples, U.S. apples, citrus from Australia, domestically produced kiwi, and cherries from Chile. The four corners of the world are all represented.
And with so many worries about food safety in China, it's no wonder that shoppers are looking to imported fruit as a healthy and safe, although expensive, option. David says the month leading up to Chinese New Year is always a frenzy of business for wholesalers.
And also, coming to China when Chile has their cherries available, it's usually around Chinese New Year, which is a fantastic time to sell any fruit in China.
Oranges and apples are the traditional fruit gift of choice in China. Imported cherries are a relatively new arrival. It's only in the past few years that they've become so available here. We walk to the edge of the market, where they're opening a shipping container holding 20 tons of cherries. A group of anxious buyers crowds around, waiting for their chance to bid on a pallet stacked high with cherries.
They're opening up this container.
Few of the buyers actually taste the cherries. They're more focused on how they look and feel. How are the cherries? I ask them. They're too red, one guy tells me. Shanghai shoppers prefer sweeter, dark red varieties, he says. In the north, people like lighter red ones that are more sour. I ask another buyer, aren't these cherries too pricey for normal people to afford? Don't you know? Chinese people have money now, he says. And giving expensive gifts gives you face. Cherries have become a premium gift. But some sellers say that even though cherry imports are at their height this year, they're no longer the hot luxury fruit they were just last year. Vincent Chun's family has been in the imported fruit business for 25 years. Last Chinese New Year, he did great business in cherries. But this year, he says, the market is flooded. It's like you want one bowl of rice a day, and they give you 10. There's just no way you can eat it all, he says. Back at my local fruit stand, I talk with a woman buying fruit for her grandson. She says when she was a girl, there wasn't as much fruit available as there is today. Now she has lots of choices. Red fruits are popular at this time of year, she says, because they have an auspicious meaning. She'll be giving her friends and relatives fruit baskets for the holiday, and I'm betting there'll be some cherries inside. For The World, I'm Rebecca Canther in Shanghai.